You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 36. Hey Bitches, what is up you guys? It's your girl Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible Thursday. I am so excited about today's episode because today marks the 1 year anniversary of Hey Bitches Podcast. It's so crazy. When I started this podcast, I literally did not think any of the things that happened would happen. I literally just started this podcast as a way to vent and get my funny stories out and kind of just have like heart-to-hearts with people who potentially were feeling the same as me. But you guys literally took it, you ran with it, you got Hey Bitches nominated for not one, but two Canadian Podcasting Awards in the very first year. You guys showed so much love on TikTok, so much love on Instagram, so much love everywhere else, in my DMs, in other messages, and I really freaking appreciate it. So today I wanted to share a very special announcement with you guys and let you know that Hey Bitches Podcast will now be having two episodes per week starting next week, one on Tuesday and one on Thursday. I know you guys love the fun sex content, but I feel like I just have so much more to share. So moving into next week, I will have one day on Tuesdays where we kind of talk more about lifestyle content, be that actually dating and relationship kind of stuff versus just funny stories about sex. But Thursday, you will have all of the juicy sex content that you came here for, ladies and gents, okay? So I just wanted to make the announcement that Hey Bitches is now two times a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In today's episode, I really wanted to get together all of the guests that made Hey Bitches special and all of the episodes and all the people that you loved so much. So today I'm actually joined by my best friends, Nikki and Gage, as well as Michael, to answer some juicy 73 question type of situations for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoy. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the incredible year. Thank you for everything that you've done for Hey Bitches, and I hope you enjoy. What's the shortest hookup you've ever had?
15 minutes.
1-5?
Yes, 15 minutes. I don't know what else to say.
Who is most likely to get divorced first?
Hartley.
Have you ever had to sneak in or out for a date or hookup?
I snuck in so many times that I had it down to an art where I'd remove my shoes, take them with me to the room I was going to, and I would like park down the street, very ninja-like. Sweatpants only, no like polyester kind of jacket, so you reduce the noise. You gotta go full ninja. In and out, silent as hell.
What's your biggest turnoff?
Daddy issues. What? When somebody's gonna call me daddy and I'm just be like, oh, that's just gonna remind me of my dead father, thanks.
How many people have you slept with?
Okay. So I literally cannot give you guys a number because I got to a point where I just stopped paying attention. I definitely slept with like at least 30 people last year alone. I want to say it's probably in like the 70s, maybe.
How do you feel about sex on the first date?
Oh, you got to do it. Like, well, what if it's like a long-term thing? Like, and you just like hold out and then you have sex with this person and it sucks. You wasted like 6 months. You fuck them on the first date. You find out real quick whether it's worth it or not.
What is your current Tinder bio?
Looking for a guy who wants a freak in the sheets, but an overly analytical dissociative mess in the streets. I'm honest.
What's the wildest sex position you've ever done?
Wildest sex position I've ever done? I don't think I've ever gotten... Oh, I lied. Okay, have you guys ever done like the wheelbarrow? Okay, so basically you like are handstanding in this bitch, except for then the guy has your legs. So you're suspended, like, but your hands are on the floor and then your legs are wrapped around them and they're standing.
Who is the most likely to have children first?
Probably me. My goal this year was to either like find someone to impregnate or just like get a surrogate and get my own damn kid. It's in the plan. 2020's baby city.
What trend would you like to see disappear forever?
Monogamy.
How many times have you been in love?
Twice.
What's your most embarrassing sex story?
So I have a real most like embarrassing recent sex story, and that is actually the exclusive episode this month on Patreon. But one of my other embarrassing sex stories is not something that like embarrassing happened to me, but I was hooking up with this guy and he was like this 21-year-old like string bean dude, and we were having sex and we were, I kid you not, like 3 minutes in, not even, maybe 1 minute in, and his lungs gave out. Like he started dry heaving up like a lung because he vaped so much that he couldn't take the elevated heart rate for the duration that it took to have sex. And he was like, I have to stop, and literally made him pass, or made me pass him a water and his vape, and started immediately vaping after he like couldn't have sex for more than 3 minutes. Don't vape, ladies and gentlemen.
How long have you known Gage?
6 months-ish. I heard the first episode of Hey Bitches and I laughed so hard that I had to pull over my car. And I was like, yes, this one.
Who is the most likely to never get married?
At this rate, probably Nikki.
Fuck, marry, kill for everyone in the room.
Between Nikki, Carly, and Michael. sorry, Nikki. Kill Nikki. fuck Michael, marry Carly.
What is the shortest relationship you've ever had?
My shortest relationship is probably like 1 year and 7 months.
What is your Myers-Briggs type?
Knocks over the mic. I'm an INTJ. It's the best type. I'm 88% introverted. It's all very strong, so I'm very introverted, very intuitive, very thought-focused, and very judgmental.
How long have you known Nikki?
I've known Nikki for 2 years and a bit now, from when I forced her to be my friend 2 years ago.
What is your worst breakup story when you've dumped someone else?
It's also my favorite. So it's the worst and best. I guess it's worse from their perspective, best for me. When I was breaking up with my ex, her dad actually came into the room because we were at her house, her dad's house, and she was crying. And he opened the door and he looked me dead in the face, and I thought he was going to fight me. And he's like, regardless of what happens between me, you and you two, you and I will always be friends. And then he bounced and we're still friends.
Who knows the most about you?
I want to say, I feel like you guys, I talk to you as equally about everything. I'll say Nikki. Yeah. That is true. I probably will say Nikki.
How do you feel about 69s?
Love them. Love them. Absolutely love them. Get them out of the way. It's just everybody gets to have fun. And if you're not having fun, then you're not good at sex.
What's your biggest guilty pleasure?
Sour Patch Kids. That was fast.
Tell us your worst heartbreak.
When I was like 5 years old, I ate leaves with this one girl. I even played Barbies with her. And then she moved away and I didn't see her for like a decade. And she barely remembered me when I saw her. And I was heartbroken. I did so much for my first kiss with that girl. Then she forgot about me. I was Michael Jordan crying meme before it was a thing.
What is your biggest turn on?
My biggest turn on is neck kisses. And it's so not like big, you know, like it's not like, oh, he has like big hands. Like, it's neck kisses. And I feel like they're so underrated and nobody else ever does them, but that's them.
If you had to date one of your friends, who would it be?
Michael.
I'm game.
See, there you go.
Describe your perfect date.
My perfect date, this is how I would love to do a perfect date. It's a Sunday, all right? It's a Sunday. We go to the farmer's market. I love the farmer's market in the summer. I love it. I buy the same bread from the same vendor every summer. So farmer's market summer, Sunday, and just go around, just enjoy what's happening. And then we go for brunch. And most likely we go to Central Social because, you know, we love Central Social. We go to Central Social for brunch. We do mimosas. We have a good time. All that kind of stuff after like a cute day at the farmer's market. After that, I would definitely want to go back to my place or their place or whatever and then watch like something cute, like catch up on like a Netflix series or catch up on like a movie or something like that, and then make dinner or lunch or whatever we're at with like all the cute stuff we got at the farmer's market.
What's the longest hookup you've ever had?
Probably my ex-boyfriend, because it would be like a day. Like not one consecutive, but you know.
We don't know.
A day.
Dungeon,
allow
24 hours.
You have to elaborate. I don't know. When you're in a relationship, you just like spend the whole day hooking up.
No, you don't.
You don't? It was a Sunday.
How many lies have you told on the podcast?
Yeah, this is probably the most honest I've ever been. I haven't told any on here yet.
What do you hate about being in a relationship?
Okay, this is going to sound so crazy, but sometimes I hate that you have to consider the other people, like other person's feelings. Because not that I'm like out here disrespecting people on the daily, but when you want to like go out and do something or enjoy something, you have to like think, okay, well, will this hurt my partner in any way? Will this affect my partner in any way? Will this business decision I make or this like brand deal that I accept, will this like make my partner look bad? And it's just like, it's so much easier to be doing your own thing when you're on your own versus when you're with someone. Name an item you want back from your ex.
I would really appreciate getting back. There's a couple specific shirts that I had lent out that were meant quite a bit to me. They were actually just shirts made by a friend, and they had like really funny like taglines on them. And I miss them every day.
What fetish do you fear the most?
I feel like anything with like bodily fluids. Like if someone suggested that, I would yeet out real fast. I don't kink shame, but not down.
How many times have you had your heart broken? One of them was my first ever breakup. One of them was when I called off my engagement. So, and then the third one was with the pilot, which was so crazy because it's not even like we ever actually dated. I think it's because everybody in our friend group hyped us up. And then it actually was good. The sex was good. You know what? You know what I think why it actually fucked me up so much is he's the only guy who's made me come while on top. So I was like, I don't know if I want to let that go. I actually, when we called it off, I cried, which is crazy because any other hookup of 2019, I didn't give a fuck about. But that hurt my heart.
What are your thoughts on threesomes?
I'm hardcore for it. Depending, though, on the ratio, I have wholeheartedly turned down a male-male-female. The opposite, though, I'm all for. Two women and I, optimal.
Would you slap the person you slept with last for $50?
Yeah. She'd like it, too.
Have you ever paid for porn?
No. Cage.
Which pet do you miss the most from a breakup?
My ex-fiance's family had two bulldogs named Boris and Stella, and they got them when they were babies up until, like, when we broke up, and I miss them so much. And they sometimes go to the dog park by my house, and I see them, and I'm like, babies, I miss them.
Tell us a time you had to turn down sex.
There was one person I was seeing for a little bit who I thought was extremely annoying. And it would be at the point where I was actually have like Pornhub up and they would text me like, yo, are you up? Can I come by? And I'd be like, just pretending I was sleeping and I would just continue on with Pornhub.
What are your top three porn categories?
I'm sorry, Mom. I can't say it. It's so bad. They're so bad. All right. I'm just going to all three of them at once. I'm not going to explain why. I'm not going to explain them. We're just going to go through them. Okay. Gangbang, orgy, DP.
What does your ideal 2020 love life look like?
Carly's going to kill me. I just want to play Animal Crossing and keep to myself. I want a dog.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done to your ex?
I wouldn't really say it was crazy. It was probably one of the shittiest things. It's like right before I broke up with her. She saw that I was going to do it, and she was, like, talking about going to therapy. So I really told her, like, if she did a bunch of these steps, I would consider getting back with her. And I knew full well I was lying because it was over. So she went for, like, 2 weeks trying to go to therapy and do all these things to get right so she could win me back. And then, yeah, that was the same girl who came in. Her dad came in the room later and was like, you're always going to be my homie.
What is your favorite episode of the podcast?
I would say my favorite episode of the podcast, I liked, okay, my favorite, most serious one was Dicknesia because it was funny, but also like an actual like life lesson. My favorite, like craziest story to tell was Don't Eat Pussy in the Club.
If you could have sex with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be?
Betty White. Betty White. I would, yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
18. On my 18th birthday, this girl that I had dated before when I was in 12th grade, she came over to the party uninvited, and it was ruined, actually. My brother popped in the room and confronted me about leaving the house a mess while this party was going on, and I was in the middle of having sex with this person. And he didn't just, like, close the door. He just was like, you gonna answer my question? I was like, you gonna get out of here? It was very awkward.
What's your wildest Tinder story?
I've got so many. One that I haven't put on the podcast, where I got catfished by a guy posing to be his sister. So yeah, so here's the story. I was on Tinder and I was meeting this person at the mall, and it was like a Tuesday at 7 p.m. They were late to the to meeting with me. It was at the mall of all places. So at first it's like a Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the mall. It's a very sketchy time to go meet somebody. Anyways, I'm waiting. About 45 minutes of waiting later, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up and leave. And where I was sitting, there was another guy sitting around me, like pretty close to me. And I kept on getting these text messages being like, I'm on my way. I'm almost there. But like, how long does it really take to walk from one end of the mall to the other? I get up and I start walking away, and some guy comes and taps me on the shoulder. He says, is your name Gage by chance? I said, nope, never met the guy in my life. Kept on walking, did some reverse Google search imaging of the Tinder profile, found a girl's Instagram page. And guess what? I scrolled through her following, found her brother, and that was the guy who tapped me on the shoulder.
What is your worst breakup story when you've been dumped?
I've only ever been dumped once, and it was my first relationship. And the worst part about it was, okay, so this sounds so bad, but I was cheating on him the entire relationship. He dumped me not knowing any of that. He dumped me because he was like, I don't think this is working out anymore. And then he found out that I was cheating on him the entire relationship after that. So he dumped me for not even like finding out. He dumped me just because I was not the one in the relationship.
Describe your ideal partner.
Tall, preferably ethnic. Is smart, but not in the same things I'm smart at. So smart in their own domain.
Have you ever had sex with someone else in the room?
The craziest one, I think, was in Vegas. There was like a group of us that had separate rooms, and I was splitting a room with somebody else. And we had like run into these three women that were just kind of like on the strip. And one of them came back to the room with me, and we started hooking up. And everybody came back in our room, so I thought she was leaving. I went to bed. I woke up, and I guess these girls had nowhere to sleep, so they ended up, like, passing out in the hallway, and the guy I was splitting a room with was like, you guys can't sleep here, like, just come and crash in our room. I wake up, and this girl's, like, back under my arm, and I was like, what the hell's going on here? I was, like, super confused. I always do this thing where I, like, leave a condom under my pillow, and she kept, like, rubbing up on me, and I'm like, okay, so this is about to happen again. So I grab this condom, and we're laying sideways, kind of spooning, so we're just having sex this way, and I keep popping my head up over to see if the other people on the bed are awake. And they're sleeping as far as I can tell, but this woman is like pretty damn loud. So I keep getting up to check, keep popping my head over to check, and they're sleeping. And then I pop my head back over again, and my friend is awake now, and he's staring me dead in the eyes as I'm having sex with this woman. And it was by far the most awkward situation of all time, but it was hilarious. And then I just had to stop because eventually, like the two girls that were in the room, the other one was her sister. And her sister's like, are you seriously having sex right now while I'm in the room? And then they started bickering at each other because the other one wasn't getting laid. And then they just started belittling my friend because he didn't make a move on the sister.
Who is the biggest hoe in the group?
Michael. Then me.
What is your biggest sexual fantasy?
Not crying during sex. Or joining the Mile High Club.
What's something you notice about someone when you first meet?
Ooh, they're like mannerisms. I feel like I'm not attracted to appearances. I'm attracted to mannerisms.
Read us your BDSM test results.
My BDSM test goes like this. 95% degrady, 59% switch, 56% degrader, 56% brat, 54% primal prey, 53% submissive, 53% experimentalist, 53% vanilla, 49% slave, 47% masochist, 42% daddy-mommy, 37% exhibitionist, 33% boy-girl, 33% age player, 23% voyeur, 16% rope bunny, 5% dominant, 3% brat tamer, 2% primal hunter, 1% non-monogamist, 1% rigger, 1% pet, 0% owner, master, mistress, sadist.
How long have you known Carly?
2 long years.
If you had to date one of your exes again, which one would it be?
Probably my first ex, whose name I can't really drop, but they were a bit more level-headed than the other one.
When did you know you wanted to be on the podcast?
The funny thing about that question is I didn't know that I wanted to be. I was just kind of forced into it because I felt bad for ghosting you the one time. So I said, I can't say no when she wants to hang out. So, and then I started doing being the male counterpart of the He Said, She Said podcast.
What is your biggest deal breaker in a relationship?
I think now it's someone who's never happy in the moment.
How long have you known Michael?
Coming up on a year, but probably, I don't know, 7 months.
What's the craziest thing another person has asked you to do during sex?
I've had people ask me if I would allow them to do anal play on me, which is like a no, hard no. So that would have to be it.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
3 years.
How did you become friends with Carly?
So Carly and I were both influencers in Edmonton and we hadn't met, but we were following each other. And then we both went to this event. I went with my friend and kind of just ran into Carly. And then she was like, we're friends now and we're going to Cactus Club after this. So I was like, okay. And then she forced me into a group chat and then forced me to be her friend every day after that. She really said, you're mine now.
What is your biggest deal breaker when it comes to sex?
My biggest deal breaker in sex is if they, one, don't make any noise, at all. I'm just like, please just breathe a little heavier, something. Or if they are too delicate.
What has been your favorite moment on the podcast?
Fucky wucky.
What is the longest you've ever watched porn for?
So these old 70s pornos are actual movies with storylines. They just happen to have sex in them. So I think the longest one was an hour and a half.
Who is most likely to get married first?
I want to say Michael based on his age. However, I feel like it actually might be Gage based on his how hard he falls in love.
Tell us your most embarrassing date story.
This recent date I went on that I thought went well and then it didn't, turns out. And then Carly and I ran into him at the bar and then she confronted him.
What is the worst sexual experience you've ever had?
I don't even know if I want to share this story. I ended up sleeping with this girl because I kind of felt bad. I didn't realize we were on a date. She was a mutual friend of mine. So I got invited over. I thought both of them were going to be there. And then I realized halfway through this lady had planned this out. So she'd made me this nice steak dinner, brought me in the hot tub, bought me beer. And she started putting on a movie and I was like, I see what's happening here and I need to get out of here. But she gave me this look when I started getting ready to leave. And she just had this look of defeat on her face that made me feel so terrible. And I was like, I've never had a person put in this kind of effort for me. And I feel like I owe this to her. So I ended up doing it. And it was just not only was it terrible, but it was also one of the worst falling outs after that. This woman hates me now.
What is your favorite cocktail?
Oh, gin and tonics.
Have you ever been caught having sex?
No, but I have walked in on my friends before by accident.
What is the longest time you've gone without having sex?
Probably 2 months.
What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Outside of Jasper Place High School. No, you know, in those walkway entrances kind of thing by Towers.
If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
Miley Cyrus. She's just having a great time. I just love her so much. I want to be her.
What is your biggest fetish?
Love, respect, and the sanctity of marriage. my biggest fetish, I would say, skinny is not a fetish. It is for you. Spaghetti noodle ass bitch. I feel like the stereotypical just degrade D type of thing. You know, I like to be treated like shit.
That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys loved the 73 questions. To be perfectly honest, when I was editing this, I did not count the questions, so I'm sorry if there's not 73. Like I said before, I love you guys so much. Thank you for the incredible year that you guys have brought to Hey Bitches. I really freaking appreciate it. I hope you guys are excited to start listening twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That is something I'm so freaking excited about, and I'm really excited to bring you that content. If you are listening to this podcast, make sure to give it a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would love to talk shit about this podcast with you guys in the DMs. Make sure you subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple user, make sure to give it a 5-star rating and review. It really, really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. Also, if you don't know, Hey Bitches is officially on Patreon. You can head to patreon.com/heybitches, enroll in one of our tiers. There's Lil Bitch, That Bitch, Bad Bitch. You can get things such as discount codes for merch, early episodes, exclusive monthly episodes, and more. All you have to do is head to patreon.com/heybitches. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. Cheers to 1 year. And for now, bye-bye, bitch.